Good morning. Welcome to the Bill and Paul Kliegel Show, the only show of its kind. We're here to talk to you and educate you about personal injury cases. I'm Brad Pollock. In studio with me today is Ryan Wangler. Gary Bell's out of town. We're going to talk to you about rear-end accidents. That sounds like a no-brainer, but we're going to talk to you about some of the specifics of rear-end accidents and really the fact that a rear-end accident isn't always what it sounds like or seems to be. And at times, you have to make sure you're gathering evidence, that your lawyer is on top of it, has a really good and planned out legal game plan on how you're going to recover for the rear end accident when you've been hit in the rear. We're Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We've been doing this show for 5, 10, 15 years. I'm not certain how long. We've been doing it forever. We come to you every Sunday morning to talk to you about your situation, about what you may be facing or what you might face, or something that might be interesting to you that you might just want to know or that you might find interesting as you're listening. I hope you do find it interesting. If you've been hurt in an accident or by the negligence of another, or if you know anybody who has, have them give us a call. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com, and talk to us about what kind of rights you have, what kind of rights the person has that's been hurt. What can they do? How can they preserve and protect their rights? Do it before you fill out papers. Do it before you send forms to the insurance companies, to the healthcare industry, to the hospitals, to Avectus, who is a company that wants to gather information. These people are not there to help you. They're there to hurt you. They're going to try and take money from you. Our job is to get you fairly compensated for the injuries which you've sustained. When you call us, we're going to have you sit down with a knowledgeable, experienced lawyer who's going to sit down and explain your rights, going to discuss what your game plan should be, what's good for you. It's a no fee, no obligation meeting. All you got to do is sit down and talk to us. We're going to make sure you feel comfortable about what you're doing. We're going to talk to you about the do's and don'ts of what you want to do and how you want to discuss things with an adjuster to make sure that you're not going to be taken advantage of by the adjuster. They make sure you're not going to be taken advantage of by the hospital or by the healthcare providers, and make sure you're not going to be taken advantage of by the insurance companies, not just the car insurance companies, but also the insurance companies who are providing your health insurance coverage and who are paying the bills. You need this protection. You need to talk to somebody. Do not think you can go at your own. You can't. If you wait too long, if you start doing things, every time you do something, you put yourself at a greater disadvantage. You're dealing with people who run businesses. They run businesses to make a profit. They're going to make a profit off of you. They are trying. For instance, the insurance company for the at-fault driver is trying to make sure it pays you as little as possible. It doesn't want to pay you a lot of money. So don't just think these are your friends. They're not. And things you say, things you do can cause you difficulty. But today we're going to talk about injuries for rear-end auto accidents, how they happen, what happens, what's to be considered. We're going to talk about, as far as we can, about information that would relate to what happens if you've been in a rear-end auto accident. And so, first of all, Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. It's nice to have you here. Ryan, we talk about rear-end auto accidents, and you've been experienced with certain of those accidents. You've been practicing for how long?
I've been practicing for 4.5 years now.
Great. It's nice to have you in our firm. But Ryan comes from the Chicago area. He's been here how long now?
I've been in Colorado for 3 years.
Good. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 303-795-5900. Ryan, when we start talking about rear-end auto accidents, one of the first things we want to do is talk about some of the common causes. Why does a rear-end auto accident happen, and what do you look for? So what are some of the things you're going to want to look for?
Well, some of these are pretty obvious. You know, you have tailgating. You have somebody who's riding your bumper. Everyone's had this happen to them. It's very easy for that to result in a rear-end accident when, for instance, the person that's really, really close behind you doesn't have enough time to stop when there's something in the road ahead of you. Driver inattention is another big one, especially with texting and driving, or using your phone, looking through your phone while you're driving. This causes a lot of accidents these days. They're not paying attention to what's going on ahead of them. They don't see that there's a stop sign or a red light ahead, and they're on their phone or otherwise not paying attention, talking to others, and boom, you get another rear end accident. Another really common one, especially this time of year, is driver intoxication. We've got a lot of people out on the streets this time of year that are coming from parties that aren't doing the right thing and getting out on the road when they shouldn't. Also, this time of year, we've got a common problem with weather conditions. You know, when the road's icy, you got to put more room between you and the car ahead of you. Some people just don't do that. You know, there's some other ones that that can be like an obstacle in the road ahead. You know, that there's an accident that happened ahead and that causes the rest of the traffic to stop. You know, it might even be the person who gets rear-ended's fault if they have faulty brake lights.
And these are important topics. Now, we're going to talk about driving intoxication next week. We're going to talk about drunk drivers and what you want to know about those. But, you know, some of these things are going to be hard to prove and some aren't. Tailgating. How far was the person behind you? There's no real law. There's no real law that's going to describe it, because how do you put a law together that says, oh, you have to be so many feet behind a car based on how fast you're going? So you've got to have, with respect to tailgating, you've got to have some prudent distance. Well, if you're the person who got hit by the driver, by somebody, if you've been rear-ended, how often do you really see, while you're driving down the road, that person behind you and see how close they are if they're tailgating you? A lot of times you don't know that. You can't really say how far behind they are. And next thing you know, you're trying to prove that they were driving too close and that you didn't do anything wrong. It's a pretty tough case, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, it's very tough to prove. You know, there are some things that you can do. You can hire an accident reconstructionist, but eventually it just comes down to what one person said versus what the other person said. So
you're going to have that initial situation where the police officer is going to show up. Maybe there's some witnesses, your witnesses in your car, the witnesses in the other car. What maybe somebody pulled over and can tell you what happened. You need those names. You need to know what happened. Plus, here's the situation. That's when you've got to talk to an attorney before you talk to the at-fault driver's adjuster, so you can start discussing things and getting a sense of what we're talking about. And one of the reasons is because you may say, oh, it was only a few seconds before they hit me, or it was within 5 seconds that they hit me, and you think that's fast. But in driving distance, that's very far away. So you've got to understand the difference and understand it probably wasn't 5 seconds.
Yeah, you get in front of a jury and the opposing lawyer stands in front of the jury and starts counting out those 5 seconds. All of a sudden, it turns out to be quite a long period of time.
Sure. And when you start counting it out and you realize, wait a minute, I'm driving at so many feet per second, whatever your speed might be, when you're driving that kind of speed, you're placing yourself in a situation where you might be actually dooming your case. And not recognizing the only reason you doomed it is because really you didn't give accurate information to the adjuster, but now it's going to be used against you. Driving at attention, you know, we talked about that, you know, where they're using cell phones. If you don't get a lawyer on the job, if you don't get somebody involved who's going to help get that information, what was the driver doing? You may lose that evidence. It's something important to look into.
Absolutely. And this is exactly where the legal game plan comes in. This is where you need to get in touch with somebody who can put all the important factors together for you and figure out the best way to move forward for your case before you talk to the adjuster.
So you want to make sure you understand what's happening. You understand what that person was doing back there. Maybe you can get the police officer to help you, but it can be very difficult. Let's talk about another one, ice and snow. They slid into you. I'm sorry, slid into you. The adjuster goes, well, what could they do? Ice and snow, sudden emergency, couldn't help it. It's just not their fault, and you're just not going to be able to recover.
But the truth is, you got to be driving safe for conditions. That's one of the requirements out in the rules of the road. So if the conditions are bad, you have to drive accordingly.
That's correct. Ryan's right on with that. Sudden emergency is no longer a viable doctrine in this state. Used to be a viable doctrine. You might still hear some adjusters trying to talk about it, but it no longer is a viable doctrine, so they can't use it. Don't let them diminish your claim, your rights, because they all of a sudden say, well, you know, it was a sudden emergency. They slid on ice and they couldn't have anticipated that. That doesn't count anymore. We talk about other things, such as an accident up ahead, or we talk about children and pedestrians out on the road. But the duty of the driver is to be driving a sufficient distance so they can react to these problems. If they don't react to these problems, what you're going to find is that they're going to be running into people such as you. You're going to be hurt. And when you get hurt, you're going to be fighting, thinking, you start out thinking this should be an easy case. I got rear-ended. And you find out it's not that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's even some examples like when you, if, for instance, you don't have your brake lights working properly, or your vehicle just breaks down because you hadn't maintained it properly. Or even, for instance, if you're parallel parked downtown somewhere and you pull out and you get hit in the rear as you're pulling out, but it could still be considered in a jury's eyes. It could be considered your fault for not paying attention where you're moving.
And that's where you want the evidence. Time and distance, they're so important. How much time did the driver behind you have to react? And what was the distance once you pulled out that you traveled before they hit you? This is evidence. This is things you have to do in your legal game plan and know about. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We're here every Sunday to talk to you about your legal rights, to talk to you about a legal topic. We're personal injury lawyers. We want to help you, if you've been hurt, put together the appropriate plan that's best for you to get you compensated for your injuries and damages. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Ryan Wangler in the studio today. We're personal injury lawyers. The Bell and Pollock Law Firm, we've been together. Gary and I have been together for 35 years, serving the Denver metropolitan community, serving the Steamboat community, serving actually throughout the state of Colorado. We've tried cases throughout the state of Colorado. We're here to help you with your personal injury case. We would love to represent you if you've been hurt, to to take care of you, to put together your legal game plan and to execute it and carry it out. We also want to make sure you understand what your legal game plan is. So we give a free initial consultation to have you come in and just talk about what your rights are, to learn about what your rights are. If at that point you decide you want to hire us, great. If not, you're going to have a legal game plan. You can walk out. You can use it. You can try to execute it. You can check with us now and then. When it comes time to hire us, you can. We always worry whenever anybody is doing it on their own that they're making sure they do it right. So you please make sure you talk to an attorney before you start sending forms in, before you start signing medical releases, before you start giving insurance adjusters and insurance companies all the information that they ask for, before you give a recorded statement to that adjuster. Talk to a personal injury lawyer who's going to help you, who's going to protect your rights, who's going to tell you what you need to know before you send in those forms to a Vectus, a company that is not on your side, before you give information even to the hospital about who the other side is and who their lawyer is and who their adjuster is. Talk to a personal injury lawyer. Do not let these people just tread on your rights. You have rights. Protect them. Protect yourself. And the way you protect yourself is getting help. Getting help when you need it. All of these people who are talking to you after an accident are experienced, trained people who know exactly what they need to do in an accident to benefit their companies and to benefit them to the disadvantage of you. You need experience on your side, and that experience comes from Bell and Pollock. So you need to give us a call if you've been hurt, 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock or bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're talking about rear end accidents today, something you think would be kind of simple, but it's not necessarily. And we're going to talk now about the injuries, the injuries that are common. These aren't the only injuries. Don't think that. But these are common injuries in a rear end accident. And Ryan, what are we talking about when we talk about common injuries in a rear end accident?
Well, everybody knows there's a few that are very, very common. Neck injuries, injuries to your head or your face when you might hit a steering wheel or an airbag. And back injuries are pretty common. Also, you also want to make sure that you're always wearing your seatbelt in order to prevent further injury, and also make sure that you don't harm your case. In fact, in Colorado, you can reduce your amount that's possibly awarded to you if you're not wearing your seatbelt in your injury. So let's start with neck injuries. Neck injuries, a lot of times you'll hear this called whiplash. It'd be like a cervical strain, a neck strain. When your head moves back and forth very quickly. It can be more than just whiplash, though. Just like with other parts of your back, your spine can end up with a herniated disc in your neck, in your middle back, in your low back, or other sorts of injuries that could cause instability in your spine. But when we talk about whiplash, we're talking about this quick snap back and forth of the neck that is pretty common, that you hear about a lot.
And the problem we have when, as personal injury lawyers, we address juries and we address people, is everybody wants to just go, oh, whiplash isn't a big deal. A whiplash can be a big deal. Not, yes, and a lot of whiplashes go away and they resolve. According to the National Safety Council, 20% of all people involved in a rear-end collision suffer a whiplash injury. 20%. Of those, 80% experience pain and soreness that lasts longer than a week. So 80% of those people, it's going to last longer than a week. 50% have pain and soreness that lasts more than a year. So when you're talking about a whiplash, it's not something that everybody goes, oh, you know, little hyperextension, hyperflexion, and, you know, your head went back and forth and that's the way it goes. No, that's not it. You could be living with this for more than a year. And that's if your head's straight on. If you're looking to the side, one way or the other, if your head's tilted, think about it right now as you're sitting there. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not, if you're sitting there, look straight ahead and put your head forward and back. Now turn your head and look as hard as you can to your left and do that again and see if your head and your neck is meant to have that kind of force and that kind of hyperextension and hyperflexion. It's not. Those injuries can last for a long time. They can cause significant injuries. It's something you've got to pay attention to. So if you get a whiplash, and sometimes you're not going to notice these symptoms for a day or two, it's normal. When you get it, when you start noticing symptoms, get to a doctor. Go talk to him. Make the appointment. Even if it's going to take a few days, make the appointment. Don't think, oh, it'll just go away. Ryan, what about back injuries?
Back injuries, again, can be a big problem in rear-end accidents. What happens is even at low speeds, you can have severe compression of your spine in an accident, which could cause dislocated discs or other problems in the spinal column.
So what do you have to do there? Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about a potential, you're going to have for sure physical therapy. A lot of people are going to talk to chiropractors. You're going to have pain medications. You're going to have some, you may have some injections. You're going to need some diagnostics. And by that, I mean, you're going to need x-rays or MRIs. Okay. And as you're listening to this, I hope you're recognizing when you hear all these medical professionals are getting involved, what kind of money you're talking about. You can blink. And next thing you know, those bills are $20,000, $25,000. They've gone that high. An MRI can cost you anywhere from $1,200, $1,500 to $3,000, depending on what the MRI is all about. You got people who read it. You got people who are giving you care. Now, all of a sudden, you go, well, wait a minute. You know, I've got a $5,000 med pay on my policy. We've talked about that before. Please check our show on that. And you just go, well, I've got $5,000 med pay. I've got my medical insurance. They want the money back if I recover from the negligent driver. And next thing you know, your bills, your medical bills just keep going up, up, up. You're going to get care. And what happens, Ryan, when they have to take time off work to go get care?
Well, then you're not going to get paid. And then you are going to want to make a claim for your wage loss as well.
So what happens then? Now, all of a sudden, you have an adjuster going, well, you know, I think what I need to have is I need to have your tax returns for the last 5 years. And I think I need to have your entire employment file. Really? Really? How many of you, if you lost a week from work, believe that you should have to give your tax returns for the last 3, 4, 5 years or your entire employment file to the other side because you've lost work for a week and you want to be compensated? But they'll take that information from you.
And the other thing they'll do is even when you do go get that MRI for your back and the MRI shows some pathology, some different, something that is not supposed to be there, they'll look at it, the adjuster will look at it and say, oh, that's degenerative. That's been there all along. That's not caused by this accident. So you really need to get somebody on your side to be able to help you build your case, be able to fight for you, and make sure that your game plan is in place.
Address these topics. Back injury, they're going to look and go, well, have you ever had a back problem before? And you're going, well, you know, I'm 40 years old or I'm 35 years old. Back when I played football or was a cheerleader in high school, I wrenched my back and I was hurt. Or when I was in my 20s and my child was outside and I was picking up toys, I hurt my back and it stayed for a couple of days. So I went to the doctor to get some medications or some help or mention it to the doctor and they gave me some pain relievers. They go, oh, well, that's what your problem is. That problem from 10 years ago or 15 years ago is your problem. It's not now. That problem from 3 or 4 years ago. And you're going, but I didn't have any pain for the last 3 or 4 years. And their response is?
Their response is, it doesn't matter. The problem was there before, so we're not going to pay.
So you get nothing. You need a lawyer. You need a good personal injury lawyer who is willing to stand up for your rights, who will fight the insurance companies, who will fight for your rights to make sure you get fairly compensated. What about face and head injuries, Ryan?
So these can be some of the worst injuries that you have and some that can have the lingering effects that are not always the most apparent. I mean, you can be walking down the street and you can't tell if someone's got a head injury. Head injuries, you know, you're hitting the dashboard, you're hitting the steering wheel. Even if a airbag deploys, you can still have a head injury, or you could break your nose, for instance. I mean, there's some major injuries that can occur even if your airbag does deploy. So when we talk about head injuries, though, we're talking about concussions. We're talking about bleeds in the brain. These things can happen from these rear-end accidents, especially if an airbag doesn't deploy. So, you have to follow up. These things can have tons of different kinds of symptoms, a wide range of symptoms, everything from memory problems to depression and anxiety. I mean, these can really, really affect people's lives, ability to work, ability to have good relationships with their families.
It's one of these things. You're driving along, you're going at a relatively slow speed, or maybe you start out, you stop, somebody behind you hits you, it throws you, you've been looking over your shoulder, it throws you forward, it throws you back, you're going, next thing you know, you've been hit, you're kind of a little dazed, they come up to you, say, you're all right, you say, yeah, I think I'm all right, you're looking around, you don't even realize you hit your head, you don't realize you're hurt. You don't realize what's going on. The adrenaline's going. You're trying to recover what's happening and get a picture of what's happened. And next thing you know, you're having headaches. Next thing you know, as Ryan said, you're having depression, or you're not thinking, or you're having different problems. You're not thinking clearly, or you can't really focus. Now, and all of a sudden you're saying, well, what's the problem? And, you said, well, yeah, I told the emergency personnel I didn't think I hit my head, when in fact you had. The problem is you don't know. You don't know you're unconscious. You don't know for a second you blanked out. These are things you need to talk to lawyers about if you start experiencing problems. Come talk to us, Bell and Pollock. We're champions of the people. We will champion your cause. We'll fight for you. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com, bellpollock.com. We're going to take a short break, come back and wind this thing up for a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Ryan Wangler in studio, talking to you about rear-end accidents. Hopefully you've gotten something that's constructive and will help you. Ryan, when we're talking about it, as we wind up, we still have to consider who's at fault in an accident, don't we?
Absolutely. And in order to do that, you want to be gathering as much evidence right in the very beginning as you possibly can. Now, in some cases, you're going to be in a state where you can't do this kind of stuff. We understand that. But if you're able to, or if you're able to have someone do this stuff for you, then you're going to be miles ahead of some of the other cases that we see. So first, make sure that the police get called. Make sure that someone is coming to some emergency personnel is coming to the scene, going to take a look at the scene and know what's going on, make a report. Photographs. If you have somebody around that can take shots with their cell phone, you want to be able to take pictures of the damage. You want to take pictures of the orientation of where cars ended up. Once the police reports are filed, you want to be able to get them and make sure that you've got all the contact information for any witnesses that you have on the scene.
Those witness statements are going to be important. What happened is going to be important. Hopefully they'll take a picture of where the accident happened on the road for the time and distance. You know, when cars collide, a lot of times glass breaks and you can see where it's at. You've been listening to the Bell or where the accident happened. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here every single Sunday to talk to you about your legal rights, to let you know what your legal rights are in the event of different scenarios. Next week, we're going to talk about drunk drivers. In the meantime, you have a good weekend. You have a good week. You stay safe. And if you've been injured or if you know anybody who's been injured, contact us. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next Sunday.